Amen. If you will take with me in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, te pueden tomar conmigo en tus Biblias, libro de Hebreos, chapter 3, capítulo 3, and verse 19, versículo 19. We'll start once again from verse 16. Empezaremos de nuevo de versículo 16. There were those who heard and yet rebelled. But it was not all those who left Egypt led by Moses. And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Había ellos que habían oído, lo rebelaron o provocaron. No fueron todos los que salieron de Egipto por mano de Moisés. ¿Y con quiénes estuvo disgustado? 40 años. ¿Y no fue con los que pecaron, cuyos cuerpos cayeron en el desierto? ¿Y a quiénes juró que no entrarán en su reposo, sino a aquellos que desobedecieron? Y vemos que no pudieron entrar a causa de incredulidad. Let's pray, oramos. God, once again, we come to a great warning in this text. God, we see this people, and they saw the marvelous works that you've done. But they did not agree with the psalmist. For your works have made me glad, says the psalmist. God, they did not believe. Their bodies fell in the wilderness and they did not enter the rest. God, lay before us is this beautiful promise that we have sung about this morning. The opportunity of life eternal in abundance with you. God, many will be disqualified from entering in because of unbelief. God, I pray that it would not be so for us. God, I pray that you would use your word today to encourage us to continually grow in faith. For some to have faith for the first time. God, when we come to a text like this, there's a bit of worry. Am I real? Can I lose it? God, we submit ourselves to your sovereign rule this morning and know that you're able to make us believe and to keep us believing. God, that is the encouragement for the church this morning, and that is my prayer, that you would keep us believing and pressing on to know you. And God, we would take what we learn of you, seeing you as being faithful and true. And that, God, that would lead us to worship, as the end of this book demands, that therefore, since we've received a kingdom that's unshakable, let us offer acceptable worship to you. That these truths would lead us, that seeing the cross of Christ, seeing the provision made in Jesus, would lead us to worship. And not the hardness of our hearts. God, I pray for our little ones here this morning. And older ones who are unbelieving. God, please use your word this morning. Draw them to yourself. Let them see the beauty of Christ and his work. Let them see the beauty of your provisions in him. Let them see the sufficiency of his blood and the wickedness of their sins. Let them believe, Father. Cause them to believe that your name may be glorified, that your name may be honored. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Put into my asiento. I don't ever do this, so I'm taking the liberty to do it this morning. Nunca hago esta. Entonces voy a tomar la libertad de hacerlo esta mañana. I want to start our sermon this morning off with a trivia question. Quiero empezar nuestro sermón esta mañana con una pregunta de trivia. It was brought to my attention by a friend this week. Me trajeron a mi atención de un amigo esta semana that he likes to watch Jeopardy. Él le gusta ver Jeopardy. And he was watching this week, estaba viendo esta semana, and it comes to the championship round. Viene la ronda de campeonato, where you can win it all. Puedes ganar todo. And the theme of the question, the tema de la pregunta, was the New Testament. El Nuevo Testamento. He perked up and he said, I can do this one. Él se levantó, yo puedo hacer esta. The question was, la pregunta era, what New Testament book, letter, written by Paul, la pregunta era, ¿qué libro Nuevo Testamento escrito por Pablo has more references to the Old Testament than any other? Tiene más referencias al Antiguo Testamento que cualquier otro. And my friend said, well, obviously, it's Romans. Mi amigo dijo, obviamente, era Romanos. And I said, well, you're wrong. It's malo. Hebrews. Hebreos. The correct answer was Hebrews, and the man won it all. The respuesta correcta era Hebreos, y el hombre ganó todo. So, just want you to know, Hebrews is written by Paul. So, quiero que sepas Hebreos está escrito por Pablo, according to Jeopardy, de acuerdo con Jeopardy. Question placed before us this morning, la pregunta puesto en frente de nosotros esta mañana, do you believe? ¿Tú crees? I want you to think for just a second, solo quiero que pienses un segundo. I print out the words to the songs every week that we sing. Yo imprimo las letras de las canciones cada semana de las canciones que cantamos, so that I can see and read and study, para que puedo ver y leer y estudiar, and I can know what we're singing, puedo saber lo que estamos cantando. If you read what we sang today, si tú lees lo que cantamos hoy, you would see the beautiful gospel displayed. Ves el hermoso evangelio pongo puesto. So the question is, the pregunta es, you've heard the gospel, has escuchado evangelio, you've heard the gospel over and over from the pulpit, has escuchado evangelio, ves las veces del pulpito, you've heard it in your classes, has escuchado in tus classes, you've been called to repentance, has sido llamado al arrepentimiento, and the question is, do you believe? La pregunta es, ¿si crees? Everyone in Texas, todos en Texas, of course I believe! Por supuesto que creo! Do I believe Jesus came and died on the cross? Creo que Jesús vino a morir en una cruz? Obviously, I believe. Obvio, creo. But the question is, but the pregunta is, do you believe Him? ¿Lo crees en Él? Do you see Him as faithful and true? ¿Lo ves Él como fiel y verdadero? Have you heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? ¿Has escuchado el evangelio del Señor Jesucristo? Have you repented from your sins? ¿Has arrepentido de tus pecados? Have you put your faith in Him? ¿Has puesto tu fe en Él? You take one of these people from the wilderness walking around and doing circles. Tomamos alguien de la bosque dando vueltas de desierto. Do you believe in God? ¿Crees en el Señor? Yes, I believe in Jehovah. Creo en Jehová. Who led us out of the land of Egypt, que nos llevó de tierra de Egipto. But they did not believe. Pero no creyeron. Many men have a profession. Muchos hombres tienen una profesión. They say they believe. Dicen que creen. But so few have evidence of life and fruit. Muy pocos tienen evidencia de fruta y vida. I want you to see today two things. Quiero que veas dos cosas hoy. There's consequences for unbelief. Hay consecuencias de incredulidad. Our text says they were unable to enter in. Nuestro texto dice eran incapaces de entrar. And there's great comfort and reward for believing. Y gran consolación y recompensa por creer. First, I want you to see the clarity with which we see. Primero, quiero que veas la claridad de lo que vemos. Look at our text. Mira nuestro texto. Verse 19. So we see, dice, versículo 19, y vemos. It's obvious. It's obvious. We see. Lo vemos. We see this story and we see. Vemos esta historia y lo vemos. We've been going through this for a long time. Hemos estado pasando esto mucho tiempo. I'm a little bit sad that we end Hebrews chapter 3 today. So we won't go 3 este que terminamos Hebreos capítulo 3 hoy. But, as I told you from the start, desde the principio les dije, the first sermon in Hebrews, the primer sermon in Hebrews, it's like a ladder. It's como una escalera. And it doesn't peak in the middle. Y no hace su pico en el medio. It ends in, it peaks in chapter 12. Se hace su pico en capítulo 12. And so, every chapter just builds and builds. Cada capítulo se sube y sube. And so, it looks glorious now. Wait till chapter 4. Se ve glorioso ahorita. Espera hasta capítulo 4. So, we see clearly. Vemos claramente. We've talked about this before. Hemos hablado de esto antes. There's two Greek words for seeing. Hay dos palabras en griego para ver. The first is horao. La primera es horao. And it means to perceive. Quiere decir percibir, to understand. A entender. So, David spoke of these things. David habló de esas cosas because he understood them. Lo entendió. He saw them from afar. Lo vio desde lejos. And it made sense. Lo tiene sentido. We say it like this. Lo decimos así. Somebody's trying to explain something to you. Alguien está tratando de explicarte algo. You talk to Brother Sammy. Hablas de hermano Sammy. How does this work on my car? ¿Cómo funciona esto en mi coche? And all I hear is Greek, 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 Greek. So let's go to griego, griego, griego. Simple. Más simple. And he explains, oh, I see it. Ah, ya lo veo. I understand. Lo entiendo. That's horao. Este es horao. And then you have blepo. Y tenés blepo. That's the opposite of being blind. El opuesto de ser ciego. So, I see it. Lo veo. That's the word used here. That's just the palabra usada aquí. You see them. Lo ves ellos. You know the story. Conoces la historia. So, The writer of Hebrews is talking about familiarity. El autor de Hebreos está hablando de familiaridad. You are familiar with these people. Estás familiar con esta gente. You know them. Lo conoces. This is your family tree. Este es tu árbol de familia. This is who you come from. Es donde vienes tú. You know them. Lo conoces. This is your story. Es tu historia. And for us today, para nosotros hoy, we grew up seeing them. Crecimos conociéndolos. And the author's point here is that you can see. El punto del autor aquí es que puedes ver. You can look at him and see. Puedes mirar y ver. Look at the whole Old Testament. Mira todo el Antiguo Testamento, especially the Psalms, especially los Salmos. When it's making an illustration to a reference in history, cuando está haciendo una ilustración referente a historia, the number one history reference, la historia número uno referenciado, is leading out of Egypt. It's the sacando de Egipto. It's the theme of the illustration. It's a theme of the illustration. And the author of Hebrews is saying, you can see it too. El autor de Hebreos está diciendo, también lo ves. You see it and you understand the situation. Lo ves y entiendes la situación. Because you know it. Porque lo ves. You see it. Lo ves. These were people, and they died in the wilderness. Eran gente y ellos murieron en el bosque. You can see these people did not enter the promised land. Puedes ver que esta gente no entraron en la tierra prometida. God promised it to Abraham. Dios lo prometió a Abraham. These people even tried to take it. Esta gente aún trataron de tomarlo. And it was a disaster. Fue un desastre. Why? ¿Por qué? They were unbelieving and incredulous. Here's our problem. Aquí es un problema. So many times we see these people roaming in the desert. Muchas veces vemos a esta gente dando vueltas en el desierto. What a bunch of dummies. Qué necios. They just... We laugh at Aaron. Burlamos de Aaron. I just put the gold in and this calf came out. Yo metí este oro y salió este vaserito. You do the same thing every day. Hacemos lo mismo cosa diario. I don't know how it happened, God. I'm sorry. No sé cómo pasó, Dios. Perdóname. You made provisions for the flesh. Hiciste provisiones por la carne. We shouldn't presume here. No debemos presumir aquí. We should examine ourselves. Debemos examinarnos. These people did not enter in. Esta gente no entraron. Their bodies fell in the wilderness. A couple weeks ago we saw that. Sus cuerpos cayeron en el desierto. Vemos hasta hace unas semanas. They saw the greatest miracles in the whole Bible. Vieron los milagros más potentes de toda la Biblia. Think about that. Piénsalo. In this span of 40 years, in esta extensión de 40 años, they saw more things from God. Vieron más cosas de Dios than anyone else in history, que cualquier otro en historia. And yet they did not believe. Y no creyeron. Their bodies fell in the wilderness. Sus cuerpos cayeron en desierto. God personally led them out of the land of Egypt. Dios personalmente los llevó de tierra de Egipto. You say, how is that? ¿Cómo es esto? Jude, la book, libro de Judas. Jesus was the rock that led them out of Egypt. Jesús era la piedra, roca que los llevó de Egipto. He took them by the hand, the text says. Dice el texto, los llevó de la mano out of Egypt de Egipto. We clearly see they did not enter into the promised land. Y claramente vemos que no entraron en la tierra prometida. So the author says, the author dice, and we see, lo vemos. We see clearly, vemos claramente. You need to know something this morning. Debes saber algo esta mañana. Heaven is for real. El cielo es real. And no, I don't need some little boy claiming to have a vision to tell me that. Y no necesito un niño teniendo una visión de decirme esta. I believe that because the Bible tells me so. Yo creo esto porque la Biblia me dice así. Heaven is real. El cielo es real. And it's eternal. It's eternal. We saw this Wednesday night. Vemos esta miércoles. Securing eternal redemption. Asegurando redención eternal. That's what Jesus did. Es lo que hizo Jesús. It's a real place. Es un lugar real. It's where God is. Es donde está Dios. And seated on His throne. Es sentado en su trono. Some people are going there. Unos van a ir ahí. The book of Revelation says that we see a great multitude that no one can number. El libro Apocalipsis dice, vemos un gran multitud que nadie puede nombrar. Does this not give us hope? ¿No nos da esperanza? Heaven is real. El cielo es real. This rest that he's going to speak of in chapter 4, este descanso, este reposo que va a hablar en capítulo 4, it is real. It's real. Listen to what Jesus says. Mira lo que dice Jesús. Behold, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Voy a prepararte un lugar. Listen, escuchen. If it were not so, I would tell you. Si no era cierto, te dirá. Did you hear it? Lo viste? I promise you, I'm going there to do this. Yo te prometo, yo voy ahí para hacerlo. If it wasn't, I would tell you so you don't waste your time. Si no fuera así, te dirá para que no pierdas tu tiempo. But it's true, it's verdad. It's really set before us. It's realidad puesta delante de nosotros. And some go there. Y a unos van ahí. In verse, going back to verse 16, regresando a versículo 16, but not all. Pero no todos. Some of them did not believe. A unos no creyeron, but not all of them. Pero no todos ellos. Heaven is a real place and people really go there. El cielo es un real lugar real y gente van ahí. Hebrews reminds us of this. Hebreos nos recuerda esta. There's a great cloud of witnesses right now there. Hay un gran nube de testigos ahí, mero ahorita. Watching, viendo. We look and we say, look, it's real. Miramos y decimos, it's real. Hebrews 11, we talked about it in Sunday school. Hebreos 11, hablamos en escuela dominical. They're there. Están ahí. The world's not worthy of them. El mundo no es digno de ellos. And they are in the rest of God. Están en el reposo de Dios. Is the testimony of Christ not sufficient? El testimony de Cristo no es suficiente?
I'm baffled.
Me asombro when I was working at Lifeway, cuando trabajaba en Lifeway. A book comes out. Heaven is for real. Un libro salió. El cielo es real. No kidding. Estás bromeándome. How do you know? ¿Cómo sabes? This little boy died. Ese niño murió. He wrote a book telling about it. Escribió un libro contándolo. Jesus told me so. Jesús me dijo. It's really real. It's real and verdad. Solo imagine if we did it like this. Solo imagínate que hacemos así. Somebody comes knocking on your door. Alguien vino a tocar tu puerta. You've grown up in church. Has crecido en la iglesia. You believe the Bible is the word of God. Crees la Biblia es la palabra de Dios. If you were in confession class last week, si estabas en la clase de confesión la semana pasada, it is the Old and New Testament, 66 books. Es el Nuevo Testamento y el Antiguo Testamento, 66 libros. These and no more. Estos y no más. Someone knocks on your door. Alguien toca tu puerta. Can we talk about the Bible? Podemos hablar de la Biblia, sí. Mira, turn to Gabriel chapter 3. Mira, es en Gabriel capítulo 3. Moroni, or whatever. Moroni, or lo que sea. But that's not in the Bible. That's not what's on the Biblia. Yes, it is. Yes. How do you know? ¿Cómo sabes? This one guy had a dream. Un hombre tuvo un sueño. And so it's real. It's real. No. No, no. These people are in heaven. Estas cosas, esta gente están en cielo. The ones who believe, los que creyeron, because the Bible says they're there. Porque la Biblia dice ahí, Caleb and Joshua are ahí, Caleb y Josué están ahí. Because they believe, porque creyeron. Church, have hope. Iglesia, tengas esperanza. However, there's people that won't be there as well. Hay gente que también no van a estar ahí. The book of Revelation says this, Apocalypse dice esto, outside of the dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and the murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood, más los perros estarán afuera, los hechiceros, los fornicarios, los homicidios, los idólatras, y todo aquel que ama y hace mentira. Hell is a real place. El infierno es un lugar real. It's eternal. It's eternal. How do I know? ¿Cómo sé? Oh, some guy went there and wrote a book about it. Un hombre fue ahí y escribió un libro. No, the Bible tells me so. La Biblia me dice así. You need to know this about it. Debes saber esto del infierno. Hear me, escúchame. Everybody listen. Todos escuchen. You don't put yourself there. No pones tú mismo ahí. It's God who puts people in hell. Es Dios quien pone a la gente en el infierno. Matthew 10:28, Mateo 10:28. Don't fear man who can kill your body. No temas el hombre que tema que puede matar tu cuerpo. Fear God. Temas a Dios who, after taking your life, después de quitar tu vida, can send your soul to hell. Puede mandar tu alma al infierno. And he's right for doing it. Es correcto por hacerlo. We see here, these people did not enter the rest of God. Vemos aquí, estos no entraron en el reposo del Señor. Paul wants you to look back on these people. Pablo quiere que mires atrás de esta persona and learn y escuchen and see their testimony, ver su testimonio and examine our lives, examine our nuestras vidas, examine all the great things that God has shown us, examine todos los grandes cosas que Dios nos ha mostrado, to examine their lives, examine our sus vidas and examine all the great things that God showed them, examine todos los cosas grandes que Dios mostró a ellos. And look at their response. Y mira su respuesta. They did not believe. No creyeron. How do we know? ¿Cómo sabemos? Did they not say every day, the Lord is my Lord? ¿No dijeron todos los días, el Señor es mi Señor? That Jehovah is my God? ¿Que Jehová es mi Dios? Was that not their declaration? ¿No fue su declaración? Look at their lives. Mira sus vidas. Filled with complaining, lleno con quejando, doubting, dudando.
They didn't doubt his existence. No dudaron su existencia. Even now, a una hora, you meet a Jewish person, a really staunch Orthodox Jew, conoces a alguien judeo, una ortodoxo judeo, that really believes, que en realidad creen, they won't even shake your hand. Ni tomará tu mano. Because they believe God has set them apart. Porque creen que Dios lo ha apartado a ellos. They believe it. Lo creen. They don't doubt his existence. No dudan su existencia. They doubt his faithfulness. Lo dudan su fidelidad. That was the problem here. Ese era el problema aquí. They believed God was going to give them bread tomorrow. Creyeron que Dios iba a darles pan mañana. They did not believe he was going to give them the promised land. No creyeron que iba a darles la tierra prometida. We can't go in there. No podemos entrar ahí. Look, God did all this stuff. Yeah, mira, Dios hizo todas estas cosas. Sí, but he's not going to do that. Pero no va a hacer eso. That was their belief. Era su creencia. Our text tells us because of unbelief. Nuestro texto nos dice por incredulidad es apistomai. It's anti-belief. Creer. They did not believe. No creyeron. So Paul wants you to examine yourself. Pablo quiere que examinas tu mismo. He takes this illustration of these people in the Old Testament. Toma esta situación en el Antiguo Testamento. He's going to come in the weeks that come. Va a venir los semanas que vienen. He says, don't think they were different from you. No crees que ellos eran diferentes tú. They were evangelized just like you are. Ellos fueron evangelizados como tú. They received the gospel like you. Recibieron el evangelio como tú. They were preached the good news. Fueron predicados buenas noticias. And they didn't believe it. Y no lo creyeron. Have you heard the gospel? ¿Has escuchado el evangelio? Have you seen the works of God? ¿Has visto las obras de Dios? Every day you live and move and have your being. Todos los días que vives y mueves y tienes tu ser. He has you in his hand. Lo tiene en su mano. You eat from him every day. Lo comes de él todos los días. Paul says we clearly see the outcome of these people. Pablo dice, claramente vemos a fin de estas personas. They did not enter in the rest of God. No entraron el descanso, el reposo de Dios. But what about you? Pero ¿qué hay contigo? Can you see clearly in your life? Puedes ver claramente en tu vida. See, Paul says, we see clearly these people. Vemos clara estas personas. So, the urgency that he pushes on us here, la urgencia que nos pone aquí, is today while it is today, don't harden your hearts as them. Hoy mientras es hoy, no endureces tu corazón como ellos. Hear me, escúchame. Hear while it is today, escucha mientras es hoy. And examine your life, examinar tu vida. So we see clearly, vemos claramente, segundo. We see a declaration here. Vemos una declaración aquí. They were unable to enter. No podían entrar. In this declaration, the apostle is not merely stating a fact. In esta declaración, el apóstol no está solamente diciendo un hecho. They could not enter in. No podían entrar. He's not just informing us. No solamente está informándonos. He's negating something. Está también negando algo. They were unable to enter. No podían entrar. Not only did they not enter, no solamente no entraron, they were unable to enter. No eran capaces, no podían entrar. It means they lost their right to enter. Quiere decir, ellos perdieron su derecho de entrar. The words used here in the lexical form, las palabras usadas aquí en la forma lexical, it's ok dunamai. Not powerful enough. No poderoso. So it's the same word dunamai that we have in Romans 1:16. La misma palabra in Romanos 1:16. The gospel is the power of God into salvation. El evangelio es el poder de Dios a salvación. It's where we get the word dynamite. It's donde nosotros recibimos la palabra dinamita. It doesn't mean the gospel is the dynamite of salvation. No quiere decir evangelio es el dinamite de salvación. No, the word means power. La palabra quiere decir poder. It's the same word used in John chapter 6. La misma palabra usada en Juan capítulo 6. No one can come to me. Nadie puede venir a mí. They're incapable. It's an incapaz. They do not have the power. No tiene poder. So, no one can come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Nadie puede venir al Señor Jesucristo unless the Father brings him. Si el Padre no lo trae, they're incapable, incapaz. They were unable and incapaz. They did not have the possibility or ability. No tenía posibilidad ni habilidad. If someone asks me, do you believe in the 5 points of Calvinism? Si alguien me pregunta, ¿crees en los 5 puntos de Calvinismo? I'd like to add a sixth. Me gusta añadir un sexto. Total inability. Inabilidad total. It goes hand in hand with depravity. Va mano a mano a depravidad. But it's a distinction that needs to be made. Pero es una distinción que necesita ser hecho. They cannot. No pueden. I do not have the ability, Paul says. No tengo la habilidad, dice Pablo. These people could not enter in. Esta gente no podían entrar. This should alarm us. Este debe darnos advertencia. There's an offer to enter the rest of God. Hay una oferta para entrar al descanso de Dios. We'll see this in the weeks that come. Vamos a ver esto en la semana que viene, in chapter 4, en capítulo 4. However, right now, sin embargo, ahorita, we should see that these people could not enter in. Debemos ver que esta gente no podía entrar. And we must know that not everyone will enter the rest of God. Tenemos que saber que no todos van a entrar en el descanso de Dios. There is a door, hay una puerta, and it's narrow. Y es angusta. The text says few will enter in. El texto dice que pocos entrarán. Jesus says that narrow is the day, the way. Jesús dijo, angosta es el camino. And the hard, the way is hard. Y el camino es duro. The door is narrow and the way is hard. La puerta es angosta and the camino es difícil. Not everyone's going to enter in. No todos van a entrar. But it also gives us hope. Pero también nos da esperanza. Now, you're sitting here asking, how in the world, estás ahí preguntándote, ¿cómo en el mundo? How is it that looking at these people that died and went to hell, ¿cómo es que mirando a esta gente que murieron y fueron al infierno? That's where they are. Es donde están. There's not a special grace for them. No hay una gracia especial por ellos. They died in the wilderness and their souls went to the judgment of God. Ellos murieron en el desierto y sus almas fueron a la juicio de Dios. And God swore in His wrath that they would not enter in. Dios juró en su ira que no entrarán. How is that give us any hope? ¿Cómo en mirando esto nos da cualquier esperanza? Because we have the book of Hebrews. Porque tenemos el libro de Hebreos, written to us, escrito a nosotros, saying, look at them and don't be like them while it is today. Diciendo, mira a ellos y no seas como ellos mientras está hoy. Hear the warning today. Escucha la advertencia de hoy and do not be like them. Y no seas como ellos. People do enter the rest of God. La gente sí entran en reposo del Señor. The invitation is for you to enter. La invitación es que entras. You can be numbered among those. Puede ser nombrado entre ellos. The ones who enter in. Los que entran. But here it is, pero aquí está. You must believe. Tienes que creer. It's just like the great text that saves Spurgeon. Es como el gran texto que salvó Spurgeon. Look to the Lord, all the earth, and be ye saved. Mira al Señor y toda tierra y sean salvos. Everyone who looks to the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. Todos que miran al Señor Jesucristo serán salvos. You see the works of God. Ves las obras del Señor. You hear the glorious gospel. Escuchas el Evangelio glorioso. You hear the good news. Escuchas el buenas noticias. It's been given to us. Nos ha sido dado. Don't be like them who harden their hearts. No seas como ellos que endureces en su corazón. But hear and believe. Escucha y creed.
First, we see clearly. Primero, vemos claramente. Second, we see a declaration. Segundo, vemos una declaración. And third,
we have a reason. Tenemos una razón. Why did they not enter in? ¿Por qué no entraron? They did not believe. No creyeron.
We could examine the story of these people. Podemos examinar la historia de esta gente. And we can make a whole long list of why they should not enter in. Y podemos hacer una larga lista por qué no entrarán.
But we can also go to Hebrews 11.
Pero también podemos ir a Hebreos 11. And we can look at the story of each one of them. Podemos ver la historia de cada uno. Abraham. Twice lied about his wife. Los dos veces mintió de su esposa. Giving up his wife to another man. Entregando su esposa a otro hombre. Sarah, her name's there. Su nombre está ahí.
She did not believe. No creyó. She laughed. Sarai, her son's name, Isaac, laughter. Su hijo, Isaac, sonríe. Why? Because she laughed. Porque reía.
Can you imagine every day waking up? Look, baby Isaac. Puedes imaginar todos los días levantando. Mira, nuestro niño Isaac. And Sarah. I know. Moses. I mean, how many do we want to go through? David. An adulterer. A murderer. We could go through the whole list and say, look, they're just like the people in the wilderness. Put them over here. I told Elisa, they said, mira, están como ellos en el bosque. We could say, they could not enter in because they grumbled. Put them over here. No pueden entrar porque estaban quejando. They griped all the time. Quejaron todo el tiempo.
If there's one thing I hate more than the others, griping.
Si hay una cosa que yo aborrezco en este mundo es quejando. The unforgivable sin, no? El pecado inolvidable. One could say because of evil desires. Uno puede decir por sus deseos malos.
Think about their story. Piensa en su historia. One could say their idolatry. Uno puede decir su idolatría. The Israelites say that. Los israelitas dicen esto. Hear this phrase. This is a saying among the Israelites even to today.
Esto es un dicho entre los israelitas aún hasta hoy. Hear me. Escucha me. No trouble befalleth Israel, but that there is in it an ounce of the golden calf. Ninguna problema le sobreviene a Israel sin que haya en él una onza del becerro de oro.
Even the people of Israel know. Aún la gente de Israel sabe when something goes wrong in their country, cuando algo mal pasa en su país,
there's an ounce of the golden calf in that. Hay una onza en el becerro de oro en esta.
We could say they're idolatry. Podemos decir idolatría.
We could say the same thing about Solomon. Podemos decir lo mismo de Solomon. We could say the same thing about Jacob. Podemos decir lo mismo que de Jacob. His wife Rachel sneaking away with the idols. Su esposa Raquel escondiendo los ídolos.
However, Paul tells us that it was unbelief.
Pero Pablo dice era incredulidad.
They did not believe it about God. No lo creyeron de Dios. I believe He exists, but I don't believe He's faithful. Creo que existe, pero no creo que es fiel. David, even in his sin, knows the faithfulness of God. David, aún en su pecado, sabe la fidelidad de Dios. So there's a division. Hay una división. Moses, even in his sins, knows the faithfulness of God. Moisés, aún en su pecado, sabe la fidelidad de Abraham, de Dios. Abraham, even in his sin, knows the faithfulness of God. Abraham, aún en su pecado, sabe la fidelidad de Dios.
The sin that's charged against them is unbelief. La carga levantado en contra de ellos es incredulidad.
So few charge themselves today with unbelief. Pocos se cargan sí mismo con incredulidad. I believe! Yo creo! You get to Romans 10, you get to Romanos 10. How are they to hear who have never heard? ¿Cómo van a creer en quien nunca han escuchado? But we're reminded of Romans 1, pero nos recuerda de Romanos 1. Rather than honoring God for what He's done, en lugar de honrar a Dios lo que Él ha hecho en creación y creación, they exchange the glory of God for a lie. Intercambian la gloria de Dios por un incrédulo, o una mentira. The sin, the root of all sin is unbelief. La raíz de todo pecado es incredulidad. So we look here, God punishes these people. Miramos aquí, Dios da castigo a estas personas. They do not enter His rest, no entran en su reposo. I want to go quick. Four reasons why God's justified in punishing them. Cuatro razones que Dios es justificado en castigándolos. First, because of His name. Primero, por su nombre. I will be known as Jehovah God. Voy a ser reconocido como Dios Jehová. I will be known as the Lord. Me van a reconocer como el Señor. They did not believe it. No lo creyeron. God told these people, this is how you're going to know me. Dios dijo a este pueblo, me vas a conocer así. He is holy and He demands holiness. Él es santo y demanda santidad. The same book tells us without holiness no one will see the Lord. Este mismo libro dice sin santidad nadie ve al Señor. And these people doubted the authority of Jehovah God. Esta gente dudaron la autoridad de Jehová Dios. They doubted His faithfulness. Dudaron su fidelidad. Think about it, piénsalo. We looked at it somewhat this morning. Miramos un poco esta mañana. Abraham goes to the mountain. Abraham va a la montaña. And there's a ram caught in a thicket. Hay un cordero atorado. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. He gave that to them before going to Egypt. Los dio a esta antes de ir a Egipto. So they could point back and say, no. He's faithful. Para que pueden puntar atrás y decir, no. Él es fiel. But these people didn't believe it. Pero esa gente no lo creyera. They doubted the power of God and the faithfulness. Dudaron el poder y fidelidad de Dios. Segundo. Their unbelief was the cause of all their sin. Su incredulidad era la causa de todos sus pecados. They built a calf because they thought God had abandoned them. Creyeron un becerro porque creen que Dios lo abandonado. Men commit adultery today because they not believe that the wife God's given them is sufficient. Los hombres cometen adulterio hoy porque no creen que la esposa que Dios le había dado es suficiente. Unbelief is the root. Incredulidad is the raíz. Number three. They broke covenant with God. Rompieron pacto con Dios. God made a covenant with these people. Dios hizo un pacto con estas personas and they did not believe Him. Y no lo creyeron. He made a covenant to give them a land. Él dio un pacto a darles una tierra. And they said, no, He won't do it. Y dijeron, no va a hacerlo. When He was the only faithful member of that covenant. Cuando él era el único miembro fiel de este pacto. And last and último. Their manifestation of unbelief was against the promise of God. Su manifestación de incredulidad estaba en contra de la promesa de Dios. There's a promise for us. Hay una promesa para nosotros. While the promise of entering His rest still stands, mientras su promesa de entrar a su reposo todavía queda. Believe it! Créelo! Give your life to it! Dar tu vida de ahí! Don't be like these people! No seas como ellos and not believe and no creer. A few applications. We're done. Unas aplicaciones terminamos. Whatever we consider our sin to be, God considers it unbelief. Lo que nosotros consideramos nuestro pecado hacer, Dios lo considera incredulidad. Whatever it is, lo que es, we don't believe Him enough in His sufficiency. No lo creemos Él suficiente en su suficiencia. I remember when we first got married, recuerdo cuando apenas casamos, we didn't have a door on our bathroom, no tuvimos una puerta en nuestro baño.
And we were, I didn't have enough money to buy a new door. No tuve suficiente dinero para comprar uno nuevo. And we had a door, but it was just too long. Y tenemos una puerta, solo era demasiado largo. And I told my wife, well, I'll just cut it. Y yo dije a mi esposa, solo voy a cortarlo. I never cut a door before. Nunca he cortado una puerta. But I didn't have any tools in Mexico. No tenía herramientas en Mexico. And I asked a man, can I borrow a saw? Y pregunto a un hombre si puede prestarme un cerro, serruche. And all he had was a jigsaw. Y la única cosa que tenía era una serruche de jig. And I thought, well, I'll just tape it off. Y yo dije, bueno, voy a poner una cinta and I'll just follow that line y voy a seguir esta línea. It looked like Tyrannosaurus Rex ate the bottom of our door. Parecía Tyrannosaurus Rex comió bajo de nuestra puerta. Well, then my wife wanted to change the toilet in our apartment. Mi esposa quería cambiar la taza de baño en nuestro departamento. Well, we can't pay a plumber. No podemos pagar un plomero. So I'll change it. Voy a cambiarlo. So I went and got a new toilet and installed it. Fui a comprar un nuevo taza de baño. Lo instalé. I didn't know how to use the caulking on the bottom. No sabía cómo hacer el caulking en abajo. And I bought clear caulking. Y lo compré caulking claro, transparente. And it was like an inch beam all the way around the bottom. Era como una mancha de un pulgada todo alrededor de abajo. But it was installed. Pero estaba instalado. About a year later, brown stuff starts seeping out of the bottom of the toilet. Como un año después, cosa en café está saliendo de abajo de taza de baño. No one told me you had to put a little wax ring in there. Nadie me dijo que tienes que poner un sello ahí abajo. So I'm trying to tell my wife, I'm capable of doing things. Estoy tratando de decir a mi esposa, yo soy capaz de hacer cosas. She didn't believe. No creyó. She had reason. Tenía razón. I mean, two strikes, dos manchas. We don't have reason to doubt God. No tenemos razón de dudar a Dios. Look at your life. Mira tu vida. I'm in the deer stand on Friday. Estoy en lugar cazando el viernes. And all the leaves start falling off the trees. Todas las hojas empezaron a caer de los árboles. That's why they call it fall. Porque hacen en inglés caída. And it sounded like rain. Sonó como lluvia. They were all falling at once. Todos estaban cayendo al mismo vez. He did that. Él lo hizo. And he does it every year. Y lo hace todos los años. And he says, look at that. Y dice, mira esto. If I'm faithful to do that, you know what I'm thinking? I'm faithful to my people. Si soy fiel a eso, no crees que soy fiel a mi pueblo? Believe it. Créelo. We have reason to believe. Tenemos razón a creer. Look at the works of God and give Him glory. Mira las obras de Dios y dale gloria. When we don't, cuando no lo hacemos, He counts it as unbelief. Lo cuenta como incredulidad. The greatest sin is to disbelieve God. El mayor pecado is no creer en Dios against His design to glorify Himself. Contra su diseño a glorificar su mismo. I will be great among the nations. Yo voy a ser grande entre las naciones. How? ¿Cómo? The church, la iglesia. He's put Him as the head, ha puesto Él como cabeza, and He's subjected everything to Him and given it to the body, the church. Y sujetado todo Él y dado al cuerpo su iglesia. And we're concerned. Y nos preocupa. How are we going to get past Biden? ¿Cómo vamos a vencer Biden? How are we going to get past $5 a gallon for diesel? ¿Cómo vamos a pasar 5 gallones for diesel? The gates of hell will not prevail. Los puertos de Hades no prevalecerán. He is faithful. Él es fiel. It's done. Ya terminado. The victory is His. La victoria es suya. The man on the white horse is seated there. El hombre en el caballo blanco es sentado ahí. And it says, His name is faithful and true. Y dice, su nombre es fiel y verdadero. Believe it. Créelo. The greatest sin is to believe against that. El mayor pecado es creer en contra esto. Think about it like this. Piénsalo así. Romans 9, Romanos 9. I raised Pharaoh up so that you would know my power.
Levanté Faraón para que conozcas mi poder. And these people said, he's not powerful enough. Y esta gente no es suficiente poderoso. He demands that we believe. Él demanda que creemos, and it's unbelief to not believe him. It's increíble no creerlo. Unbelief in the provision of God, incredulidad in the provision de Dios, is a mockery of the gospel and the blood of his Son. Es una burlada de Evangelio y de sangre de su Hijo. Number 3. Unbelief denies you the right to the promises of God. Incredulidad niega tu derecho a las promesas de Dios. Hear me, escúchame. There is a rest in God. Hay un reposo en Dios. We're going to see that in the next chapter. Vamos a ver esto en el siguiente capítulo. But you must believe. Tienes que creer. You must believe God and the gospel. Tienes que creer Dios en Evangelio. We're told here they could not enter because of unbelief. Estamos dichos aquí, no podían entrar por incredulidad. And the warning to us, the advertencia a nosotros, do not harden your heart. No endureces su corazón. Number 1. No unbeliever will enter the rest of God. Ningún incrédulo entrará en el descanso de Dios. All believers will enter his rest. Todos los creyentes entrarán su reposo. Hear the gospel and hear our pulpit this morning. Escuchas Evangelio, escuchas el púlpito. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. El Espíritu y la Novia dice, ven. Believe in the provision of God. Crees en la providencia de Dios. Believe in Him as powerful, faithful, and true. Crees en Él como poderoso, fiel y verdadero. Repent from your sins and trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Arrepente de sus pecados, confiar en el Señor Jesucristo, and believe He will take us there. Y crees que Él nos va a llevar aquí. Así, let's pray, oramos. Dios, gracias por Cristo. Gracias por un gran evangelio tan claro. Desde Adán hasta la última palabra. Gracias por declarar el fin desde el principio. Por tú ser el alfa y omega, tú siendo fiel y verdadero. Yo pido, Dios, que preservas tu iglesia. En todo nuestro pecado, en todas nuestras ofensas, guárdanos en tus manos. Hacernos creer más y más y más. Hacernos considerar tu fidelidad y no mirar a la derecha ni a la izquierda. Que no seamos como los israelitas en el desierto, who cayeron y entraron en tu ira. Hacernos creer y mantenernos en esta fe. En nombre de Cristo, oramos. Amén.